the story of a mask that brings Macus. As leaves turn and the tide shift crashes, a tall thing with long tree limb arms, and misty evening delightful charms. It arrives by the post, say some wrong tales, for the sages will say it arrives on the gales of sweet pumpkin season glades long afield, or through slim canals not yet icy sealed. Arriving is but the first stirring mystery in a storied and long, long Macus history. Tales that stretch back to glib days of yore, where the feast leavings were left on the floor. For when the Macus arrives, it does not matter how, you have quite a duty upon your hands now. The Macus, with face unmoving and still, will first cordially stop at the town's first windowsill. They may propose mirth or perhaps a fine smoke. Never, it says, more than that for such as you, fine folk. If invited in, and there is little alternate choice, you will first hear their drawing-room hushed subtle voice. Mayhaps in this fine falling season you might be delighted to accompany me to a festival whose reputation most benighted. It is an easy task to reach, they often yet say, simply put out the hearth and put out the lamp, as they broadly gesture, and take on your brow my personal stamp. Their fine ebon cane they then will rise for one and for all, and show the ash of the hearth crawling up along the wall, with a quill of dark-horned owl and antique ink. Gaze into the portal the ashes now formed permit you to sink. With a turn and a flip of tailcoat, these sages often say, the creature gestures in a most fine welcoming way, with lights bleeding through and a house left empty to behind stay. The creature declares, welcome to the Maca and Macus October soiree.